When an adult tells you he's got kind of a dog story, it means that it doesn't have anything to do with dogs. But I ran across something last week, well, a couple of weeks ago, that reminded me of something that I saw when I was down visiting my parents a while back. I saw my sister's husband, and he had a hat on. And on the front of the hat, it had the word dog. D-O-G. Yeah, that's it. It had the word dog. D-O-G. And I looked, and I thought it was kind of strange because I'd never known him to be a dog fancier, but it had dog up there. And I asked him about it, about what he had to do with dogs. And he took off the hat and let me read it. And I found out there were some little words there as well. And the little words said, I live in a dog house. Now, I don't know that you know what it means to live in a dog house, but it means that you're in trouble with somebody back home. Carter might know what it means to live in a dog house. And knowing anybody that knew my sister wouldn't have a hard time believing that her husband often spent time in a dog house. But when I looked at this and it said, I live in a dog house, I noticed that the word dog had some dots in it. And I found out that it wasn't just dog, but it was D-O-G. D-O-G. And there was a little star up on the top. And whenever you see a little star, it tells you to look somewhere else because it's going to tell you what it's all about. And I looked down and the little star said, depend on God. Depend on God. And so what he was saying was that not that he lived in a doghouse, but that he lived in a depend on God house, which meant that they had decided that they would trust God in all that they did in the house. Kind of reminds us of something that was somebody said in the Old Testament when he was trying to tell people to choose God. And he said, now I don't know what you're going to decide, but he says, as for me and my house, we're going to trust in the Lord. We're going to trust God. We're going to depend on God. And that's a great time when you're in a house and you're going to depend on God. Well, now what made me think of that was I found on the shelf where I found those virtue cards that I gave you last week, a bottle of dog bones. Dog bones. And it kind of caught my eye. And then I noticed that it had the same D-O-G. These were depend on God bones. But they called them dog bones because if you look at them inside, they actually look like dog bones. Now, I read it real close because they also look like they could be doggy vitamins. But I've never opened them. And if you pour these out, now it says that a serving size is 13. I don't know whether your hand, but if you hold out your hand like that, I will put some of these in your hand. And before you leave, I will put some more in there, okay? And I'm going to put some. Now, what is your name? I'm sorry. What is your name? Dylan. Oh, yeah. I'll give you some of them. Now then, don't go away because there's something about these dog bones. The color means something. You see, what these dog bones are supposed to do, they're supposed to remind us about depending on God and ways that we can depend on God. And a blue one is supposed to stand for being loyal and keeping the faith. And a white one, if you've got a white one, is supposed to stand for obedience, trusting and obeying. A red one is supposed to stand for loving God and each other. And an orange one, and you've got an orange one there, is supposed to be being reliable, being a Christian example. And a yellow one stands for being faithful and following Jesus daily. And that's what it means to depend on God and to live in a depend on God house. You do all those things to remember God and Jesus. Okay. Thank you. Would you like some more? If you've got a spare hand there.